Welcome to the Old Time Radio Daily Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Ryans, and today is September 14th, 2010. Today's episode is brought to you by Amazon.com. If you plan doing any online shopping, first go to otrwesterns.com/Amazon to start your shopping experience today. Well, today's episode, I do believe it's another one of those lost ones. Again, thank you to Dave for helping me with this, and going back, I don't think I actually played this one. It's really hard to find some of these older ones because I wasn't taking, I would say, all that good show notes. Plus, I did lose a lot of my information when I had that computer crash a few months ago. Beginning of the year, really. So, let me see. This one originally aired March 17th, 1953, and the title is Night Stage. Now again, I do listen to these multiple times. I've heard them over the years, so it's always hard for me to tell, did I just hear it, or is this something I've heard 5-6 years ago? So, take a listen. Hopefully we haven't heard it before. If we have, cool, we listen to it again. And next week will be a new episode. And let's get into it.
Exciting story, Night Stage. Although the famous Cisco Kid, champion of the oppressed and the law-abiding, seldom took part in organized law enforcement, there were times when he joined local or county officials for suppression of crime. Almost without fail, this resulted in utter confusion for the criminals, frequently in grave danger for Cisco. Our story opens in a simple little house in the town of Pine Canyon. The house is immediately next to a cafe. The time is early evening, and two old people, Ma and Pa Walters, are complaining to each other about the noise from the cafe.
Listen to the galoots, will you? Yelling and howling without any regard for the rights of others.
Oh, why don't you do something, Pa? I got such a bad headache tonight. I just can't stand that racket much longer.
You know what I can do against Joe Dawson? He runs the cafe to suit himself. The sheriff and his deputy went and got themselves shot and killed trying to prevent that bank robbery over in Gunston last week, so I can't complain to them.
Well, ain't there anybody you can go to?
In all the soul. Dawson's got most everybody in town scared of him and his gang of hoodlums.
Oh, Pa, listen to him. Oh, dear.
I'll just try to stand it for tonight, Ma. Ed's coming home tomorrow to take over the job of acting sheriff. He'll fix him.
Oh, it'll be just wonderful to see Ed again. But I wish he wasn't going to take that job.
Oh, Ma, Ed's a man grown. He's 35 years old.
Well, just the same, he's still my boy. Oh, Pa, my head'll spit right in two if that keeps up.
I'm getting on my nerves, too. I'll go over and see if I can get Dawson to quiet him down.
Oh, now, you be careful, Pa. That Dawson's a bad man.
I'll be careful, but by thunder, I'll be glad when Ed gets here.
Business is good tonight, Joe.
Yeah, getting better all the time. Them construction workers from the railroad spend a lot of money in here.
Looks like pretty soon, Joe, you'll be able to give up the bank robberies.
Shut up, Freddy. Don't go slinging words like that around. Somebody might hear you.
Oh, there ain't nobody near us, boss.
You can't never tell, and I ain't anxious to be questioned about how the sheriff and his deputy got killed.
But if business keeps on getting better in here, I'm going to have to expand.
Which way, Joe?
Well, I can't expand to the west. Those delivery stables on that side and Morris won't sell. Have to be to the east.
Old Walters and his wife live there.
I'm figuring to get them out as soon as a good chance comes along.
Hey, Joe.
Huh?
There's Walters just coming in.
Yeah, what's he doing in here? First time he ever come in, to my knowledge. Come on, Purdy, let's see what he wants.
All right.
Oh, howdy, Walters.
You're just the fellow I'm looking for, Mr. Dawson. The noise in here is disturbing my wife. She ain't feeling well tonight.
Oh, she ain't. Well, what do you want me to do? Close down?
No, but couldn't you keep him a little more quiet?
You want me to throw him out, Joe?
Hey, no. Wait a minute, Purdy. Come into the office, Walters. We can talk better there. You too, Purdy.
All right.
Yeah. Now, I'm a buying your place, Walters.
Buying?
That's what I said.
Well, it ain't for sale.
Oh, yes, it is. How much you figure it's worth?
Well, I tell you, it ain't.
Come on, how much?
If I was going to sell, I'd ask $1,500.
How many got a receipt for $1,500 right now?
Oh, but look here, Mr. Dawson.
Shut him up, Purdy.
Oh, you ain't got no call to hit me like that.
I'll hit you harder next time if you don't keep your trap shut.
Now, sign this receipt, Walter.
I ain't signing a thing.
Show him he'd better, Purdy.
Oh, you scoundrels, you robbers.
Sign that or I'll kill you.
No, all right, don't hit me, Jenna. I'll sign it. But when my boy gets home, you'll...
Oh. Shut up and sign it. That's better. Here's $100 in gold dust.
But that receipt calls for $1,500.
What it calls for and what you get is two different things. Now get out of here before you get hurt worse.
Is that the only reason, Cisco?
Is what the only reason?
Only reason, Cisco, I'm trying to ride to Pine Canyon is to see our old friends, Senor and Senora Walters, no?
Oh, that is one of the reasons, Pancho.
But what the other reason, Cisco?
The other reason is that Senor Ed Walters asked us to ride to Pine Canyon.
But what for, Cisco? What for?
To help him catch a very smart bandido by the name of Dawson.
Oh, bandido Dawson.
I got the message from Senor Ed only this morning, saying that he is coming to Pine Canyon tonight by night stage.
Night stage? Night stage? And Pancho not know anything about a night stage.
It's a dummy trip, Pancho.
Dummy trip?
No one knows about it as yet but Senor Ed, the driver, you and me.
Nobody knows about it.
We are to get word to the Senor Dawson that the stage is coming through with a load of gold.
Oh, Pancho, see now, Cisco. A trap for Senor Dawson, Pancho, see.
Si, amigo. We are not only going to lead this horse to water, but we are going to try to make him drink.
What horse, Cisco? Loco?
No.
Diablo?
No. Neither Loco, Diablo, or any horse.
But Cisco just say lead a horse to the water.
That is another saying, Pancho.
Ay, Santo. Cisco always saying things. Lead a horse to the water, but he's not a horse. And Pancho think no water either.
See, that is right, Pancho. There is neither horse nor water.
Huh?
Come on, let us ride faster. We must get there. Up, Diablo, come on.
Diablo, we're both getting no water. But now,
Hold up. First, we'll pay our respects to Senor and Senora Walters, Pancho.
Cisco.
Come on. Hey, that cafe has been built since we were here last, amigo.
Yeah. Pancho thinks they make a lot of noise for the Senor and Senora.
I imagine it does make too much noise.
Cisco thinks they're home?
I think so, Chico. Uh-huh. There's a light in the house.
Who is it?
Cisco, Kid, and Pancho, Senor Walters.
Cisco and Pancho. Oh, wait a minute. Dog, my captivity. Come in, boys. I'm awful glad to see you.
Gracias, senor. We're glad to see you again.
Buenas noches, senor.
More, Cisco and Pancho. Ma's lying down, Cisco, but she'll be right out, I know.
Do not disturb her, senor. I beg of you.
Oh, she want to see you. Sit down, boy. Sit down.
Gracias.
Well, bless my stars if it ain't. Oh, ain't I glad to see you two,
though. Oh, no, Ma, that ain't any way to welcome them, to start in boring.
Well, I can't help it. I've been crying anyway. Oh, Cisco, we lost our home.
You have lost it.
Oh, there, no more. We ain't got to saddle Cisco and Pancho with our troubles.
But we want to know them, senor. Perhaps we can be of help to you.
See, Pancho help. Pancho not like to see the senora cry. Very soon, Pancho cried too.
No, Pancho.
You see, Pa went over to the cafe to ask him to be a little more quiet. And well, that Joe Dawson made him sign away our home. Look at the bruises on poor Pa's face.
He made you sign away your home, senor?
He kicked one of his hoodlums under me. Fellow named Purdy. I had to sign or they'd kill me. So I signed the receipt for $1,500.
Did this Dawson give you the money?
No, he didn't, Cisco. He offered me $100, but I refused to take it. They're coming over in another hour and throw us out.
I do not think they will throw you out, senor.
Pancho, I think so neither.
Come, Pancho, we have work to do.
Here's what we can do, Purdy. We can make that place of old Walter's over into gambling room.
Good idea, Pop.
Yeah. Now, come in. Now, what do you want, Rube?
Gee, I thought you'd like to know the Cisco Kid just came in, boss.
The Cisco Kid, huh?
Yeah.
Wherever that hombre goes, there's trouble, Joe.
Yeah, but I've always had a hankering to meet up with him. Get the boys to come around, Rube.
I sure will, boss.
What do you suppose Cisco's doing in town, boss?
I don't know, but whatever it is, we'll keep an eye on him. Now let's go see what he wants, huh?
Howdy, Cisco.
You are Dawson, the owner of this place?
That's right.
Pancho and I would like to talk with you in your office.
See, lead the horse to no water.
If you got anything to say, say it right here.
Very well, I will. You have a receipt for $1,500 in your possession. I want it.
I don't know nothing about any receipt.
He made the big lie, Cisco.
Careful what you say, hombre. Mm-hmm.
You have a receipt you force Senor Walters to sign. I want that receipt.
He wants it, Purdy.
Yeah, I heard him, boss.
He wants it, so he'll get it. Take him, boy.
We have a fight on our hands, Pancho.
Pancho, get it, Pancho. Thank you, Cisco. Everybody's on by the lip.
So, he wanted that receipt, Purdy.
You better let me go finish him off, boss. If you don't, you might be sorry.
No more killings, Purdy. Not in town, anyway. If we can catch him out of town...
Pancho see a punch, and then a star, and then a punch, and two stars. Everybody punch Pancho. Cisco, you all right?
See, I'm all right, amigo.
Uh-huh.
So that hombre start to scream the bottle and dodge enough for the blow to lose some of its force.
Bueno. But we not got that receipt, Cisco.
No, we're not through yet, Pancho. Get up on my feet. The office is around the other side of the building. I saw an office door from inside the cafe. Come.
Okay. Francisco called this lead the horse to no water, huh?
Yeah, that's not what we came to Pine Canyon for, Pancho.
No?
This is something I did not expect to run into, but we must settle this first.
Uh-huh.
Ah, this, I think, is the office window.
These hombres in there, Cisco?
Wait, I will look underneath the window shade and see.
Uh-huh.
No one is in there, Pancho.
No one, huh?
If this window is locked, you'll have to break the glass, but I... Ah, it's not locked. Come on, let us go in. Uh-huh. Be quiet now, Pancho.
Yes, yeah, trying to be quiet.
What thing is a big window of Pancho get stuck?
Yeah. So far, so good.
For Pancho.
It's safe in his office, Pancho. So the Dawson hombre must keep his papers in that desk.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Well, we are locked, Pancho. The desk doors are not locked either.
Mm-hmm.
Not many papers here. Not easy to find the one we want. Yeah, what is this? $1,500 signed by Senor Waller. See, this is the one, Pancho.
Someone come.
Huh?
By thunder, it's Cisco again, huh?
Robbing my office, are you?
I'm taking only this receipt, hombre, that you forced Senor Waters to sign.
You're taking nothing. Grab him, Paddy. Hey, boy, come in here.
After me, we fight against you,
Cisco. See, we fight, Pancho. And this time I'm going to get my hands on that Dawson, hombre.
It looks as if Cisco, occupied with getting back this receipt for Pa Walters, would have no time to carry out the mission for which he came to Pine Canyon. In just a moment, we'll return to our story of the Cisco Kid. To the Cisco Kid in our exciting story, Night Stage. Cisco and Pancho came to the town of Pine Canyon to help set a trap into which it was hoped Joe Dawson, cafe owner and bandit, would fall. Thus far, they've had no time to carry out their mission due to their attempts to get back a receipt which Dawson forced old Pa Walters to sign. No sooner did Cisco find the receipt in a drawer of Dawson's desk than Dawson and his henchman Purdy came in. Now.
Hey, Robert! Come in here, quick!
They would be too late, Dawson, for Pancho and I are leaving.
No, but not before. I'll give you something to remember me by. Yes. Oh, out of the window, Cisco, come on!
Hey, amigo, I'm coming.
These bullets now hit Cisco?
Good luck, they did not, Pancho. Come, we must hurry and get this receipt back to Senor Waters. Come on, run.
Pass that light to run, Cisco. Pass that light antelope with his feet.
You must run, amigo. There's only an hour before that stage will come through the pass.
And that door's an hombre not noticed yet, Cisco.
Yeah, that is true, he does not.
Yes, Cisco.
See, Senor Waters. Here's your receipt. If I were you, I would tear it up.
Oh, say, that's great, Cisco. And I sure will tear it up right now. How'd you get it?
Oh, there's no time to explain, Senor. Pancho and I have other business we must attend to at once. But you and Senora Waters must not stay in that house alone.
No, no, Senor, that hombre come over. You mean Dawson will come over?
He's very likely to.
Yeah, he a mad hombre, too. What do we do, Cisco?
Can you leave now and stay with friends?
I don't know of any that's got room for us. Besides that, I ain't feeling well enough to leave the house.
Then do you know men who will come with rifles and stay at the house till Pancho and I return?
I don't believe I do, Cisco. Not men who go up against Joe Dawson's hoodlums. I'm pretty handy with the rifle, though, and if them coyotes come over to try to put me out of my own house, they'll have to eat some lead.
Ah, there are too many of them. They would shoot you down.
What we do, Cisco? Pancho think we not got much time.
No, we have not. Either we must stay here ourselves as guards or find some plan to draw them off.
It's a wonder they ain't out robbing some bank tonight.
But the fact remains that... bank, stage... It gives me an idea, Senor.
What, Cisco? What?
Senor Waters, do you know anyone you suspect of being one of Dawson's men?
Why, yes, I do, Cisco. Saul Duncan, right next door. I figure he's in league with him.
Are you on good terms with him? Enough to go and talk with him?
Well, we visit back and forth some. I don't give him any information, though.
This time I would like you to give him some. Go at once to his house, if you will. Tell him a night stage with a load of gold is coming through the pass in about 1 hour.
A night stage? What incarnation?
Si, senor, a night stage. And if he asks you how you knew, tell him Pancho and I are visiting you.
No.
And that we told you in confidence. Now tell him that Pancho and I are here in Pine Canyon to pick up the stage and ride escort with it to the south.
But do you want that known, Cisco?
I certainly do, and the sooner the better. Now please hurry, senor. And Pancho and I will remain here on guard outside your house.
Hey, boss,
don't bother me, Purdy. I'm thinking of the best and quickest way to get that Cisco Kid.
Yeah, but this is important. There's a night stage coming through the pass in about half an hour. Got a load of gold aboard.
What are you talking about? They don't run no night stages around here.
Well, they're running this one, according to Duncan. He just came to tell me. They're probably running it at night to throw anybody off the track of holding it up. What do you say, Joe?
How'd Duncan hear about it?
Heard it from old man Walters, and Walters got it from the Cisco Kid. Cisco's riding south with it from here.
So that's why Cisco's in town. I should have suspected it. He's ridden this Corpus Stages before, they tell me. How much gold they carry.
I don't know, but it must be a sight of it to run a night stage through. We can be at the pass in 20 minutes if we start right away, boss.
Yeah. Yeah, so we can. I wouldn't mind getting my hands on some of that gold. All right, Pretty, tell the boys to saddle up. We'll get going.
Pancho, I think Cisco's scheme works, Cisco.
See, it does seem to be working, Pancho. Cisco's hombres are about ready to start out for somewhere.
Did you see your Walters?
Yes.
Did you talk with your neighbor?
I sure did, Cisco. And after I told him about that stage, he couldn't get out of that house of his fast enough.
Bueno. Where did he go?
Hustled right over to the cafe. No question what Dawson knows all about that stage by now.
Look, Cisco. Huh? These hombres bringing out their horses.
See, one, two, three, four, five are going. Well, I think you will not be troubled by the Dawson hombre for some hours, Senor Walters. If I were you, I would keep that rifle handy, just in case.
I'll do that, Cisco, you bet.
Yarrow!
Logo!
Easy, boy, here. We'll be back as soon as possible, Senor Walters. We may have a very pleasant surprise with us for you and Senora Walters. Pancho, we ride.
Si, Cisco, we ride.
Come, Terry.
Go, Logo, we ride. Go, go! Why we ride this trail, Cisco?
To cut around those hombres, Pancho. To reach that stage before it gets to the pass.
And Pancho, think it lucky it light enough to see where we go.
See, it is, amigo. We've been riding for quite a few minutes. We should be well around the hombres by now.
And near to the stage, no, Cisco?
Yeah, I would think so. Yeah, look down below in the moonlight, Pancho.
Ah, that's the stage now, Cisco.
See, hold on.
Oh, Lobo, that's the stage, Lobo, that's the stage.
Wait here for it, Pancho.
Huh?
Let's wait out in the full light so they will not take us for bandidos.
See?
Here it comes.
Hola! See you then?
Hola! Oh! Thank you, Cisco!
Si, senor. Come on, Leo.
Yeah. Hola. Hola.
Everything all fixed, Cisco?
I hope so, senor Ed. Unless I am greatly mistaken, the Dawson hombre and his gang of buzzards will be waiting in ambush just over the pass.
Oh, good.
How did this happen? You are driving the stage.
Oh, driver took sick at the last minute, so I came on alone. Guess you and Pancho and me can handle those robbers?
Cisco and Pancho handling them all evening, senor.
See, we have indeed. But come, let us be going. Pancho and I will ride behind the stage, senor.
Whatever you say, Cisco.
I think that would be a good plan. Then when they stop the stage, we will ride them down.
Good enough. Fall in behind. We'll get going.
Yeah.
Here she comes, boss.
Yeah. Get ready, boys. Two of you on the other side and three of us over here. Pan out when we stop them. Here we go. Now. Throw down the box.
What box?
Come on, throw it down. The gold.
Oh, why didn't you say so? Here it is.
Hey, boss, that don't hit like a box of gold. Who's that driver? Sounds like Ed Walters.
Pick up the box, Ferdy.
All right.
You can't shoot. We are off balance already. You are going to be off balance some more.
Come here.
Yeah, you mean you were with him? You are now on the ground.
I can get one over here.
It's good, Pancho.
That
is also good.
All right, Cisco. I ain't fighting anymore.
All right, then. Turn around till I get your guns. You over on the ground. Get up. I'll get your guns, too.
Pancho got his Germany, Cisco.
He say no more.
No more.
How are you making out, Senor Ed?
Looks as if we got the Mavericks rounded up, Cisco. Get in line, Magnitude. Get in line, oh.
Yeah, it's a very good roundup, Senor, for your first job as acting sheriff at Pine Canyon. And if I were you, I would question them very closely about the murder of the sheriff and his deputy over in Dunstan.
I sure am going to, Cisco.
Si, it's a good roundup, Senor. You lead the horse to the water and you make him drink nothing. It's a good roundup, no?
I hope you are feeling better this morning, Senora Walters.
Why, I'm feeling fine, Cisco. Why wouldn't I? I got my house back thanks to you. That Dawson bandit and his hoodlums are in jail. My boy is home, and he's going to see that that cafe is run more quiet by whoever takes it over.
I am very glad for you. Your son is a fine man, Senora. He is just what this town needs.
Paul says he got them fellas to confess to murdering the sheriff and the deputy.
See, I believe he did. You will have no more trouble with Dawson, Senora.
Thank goodness.
So now Pancho and I will be on our way.
Well, you'll come back to see us, won't you, Cisco?
See, indeed we will. We'll make our plans to visit this part of the country again very soon.
Well, I'm ever so much obliged to you. We all are. You're a fine man, Cisco.
Gracias, Senora.
Almost as fine as my own son. You'll excuse a mother for feeling that way, won't you, Cisco?
Of course, Senora. You've paid me one of the highest compliments I have ever received. I will always treasure it. May you have much happiness, Senora. Adios. Come, Pancho.
Cisco.
Si, Pancho.
Pancho, think it's a fine, big country, this Southwest.
Si, amigo. It is a fine, big country. Room for a man to stretch his legs, as the saying goes.
Pancho not like that neither. Stretch the legs, run better. All the same thing, Pancho thinks.
No, Pancho.
No?
What I meant was there are very few people in this country considering the size.
Oh, that's what you mean. That's good. And Pancho not like to live in a place with lots and lots and lots of people.
Oh, I would not like it either, amigo.
No.
I like people, but I do not like too many people all in one place.
Cisco ever live in a place like this?
Oh, si, Pancho. Once I lived and went to school in a big city in the East.
Pancho, not know this, Cisco.
Hey, I did, Pancho.
Uh-huh.
It was such a big city with so many people in it that once every half hour a man got run over by the horse cars.
Every half hour a man got run over by the horse cars?
Hey, that is true, Pancho. Once every half hour, all day long, a man was run over by the horse cars.
Pancho, you got to think about this.
Very well, amigo. You take time and think about it.
Now, let me see now. Horse cars and a man run over every half hour. Cisco.
Si, Pancho.
These horse cars what run over a man every half hour. Cisco, I bet the man get very sick of it.
Oh, Pancho.
Oh, Cisco.
And so ends another exciting adventure with O. Henry's famous Robin Hood of the West, the Cisco Kid. To listen again for another thrilling adventure of the Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid was played by Jack Mather, Pancho by Harry Lang.
Check out the show notes at otrwesterns.com. Send me an email, podcast@otrwesterns.com. Call, leave me a voicemail, 707-98-OTRDW. Again, that's 707-986-8739. Until the next show, have a great day, and we'll see you guys later.